what I think it is, Luis. I think it's animal magnetism.
Get away! Go on!
And of course, brains. They got to be smart, but it's like they're natural leaders. And they seem to come along at the right time. It's a history when you need a one always
something,
one seems to come.
Happened to the people.
What?
I guess.
Well, I know what you mean. You say the people give up their own, like, independence and follow this guy, right? Like,
yeah,
Jesus
why?
Christ or
yeah.
George B. Parr.
Yeah.
I've never done it, so I think it's his personality.
I know I had a motive. But a lot of people, they didn't have any.
Well, what did you think of Parr personally? Wasn't he
personal?
I mean,
he was a good friend of mine. And his ambition was to dominate between 10 or 15 or 20 counts. So what's his ambition? Power.
He didn't care about money, it was power.
Okay. He didn't want his money.
But I think that's the difference in it between people who want money, that's one thing. But people who want power are different.
Well,
the money's insignificant.
He wants power, yeah. Right. Like power, that's all.
Well, where did the money for the old party come from?
Well, that's the reason they lost. They didn't have any money, Max.
What, the Stevenson Party?
Well, where did the Parr, you said that he said it wouldn't come out of his pocket. Where did it come from?
The money for the elections?
Yeah.
From the governor down to the janitor of the courthouse.
Just party money that was available. Is that it?
For instance, the Pennings are, I want the bottom to run the game from the county. Yes. Tell us about it. They did.
Well, what if you paid the poll taxes,
yeah,
and you got 20 or 30 cars and the gasoline, what else did you have to pay?
What else?
Yeah, you mentioned the election people, workers. I mean,
supervisors. Just the name of it. We just tell the judges there the election money. He was the majority.
And then you slip him some money.
Yeah.
How much would you have to pay?
Well, sometimes it's $150 to $200.
Yeah. And that would guarantee you got it.
Yeah.
But you more or less had it all wrapped up anyway, right? Yeah. This was just insurance.
Yeah. When the election year, we had a meeting, and I called Willie Mancha, Roman Rodriguez, Esteban Sainz, Esteban Canales, Luis Ortiz, all those kids, 500, 600, 700 dollars, one by the poll tax. It's not like a family, okay? Yeah, I go to the clerk, the tax collector, man. He gave me two or three books.
Yeah.
And I have paid.
And you just signed for it. You didn't pay.
And they collect some funds.
Well, was Parr this kind of guy we're talking about? Did he have a lot of charisma and magnetism? Or is he just an average guy?
Well, just like average, but I mean, I don't know what makes the people follow him. I know I didn't do it for his money or his power.
he didn't have a great personality, did he? He wasn't really a personality.
You did it for your own self-interest.
Yeah. I didn't care who your guitar was or who was not. But he gave me enough power to get in with Charlie Pride.
Yeah.
That's why it started.
Yeah.
And after that, I had to go along with the party.
Yeah.
Until they killed Bill Mason.
Yeah.
So. I watched him 6 weeks in federal court here one time. And
who?
Parr. Now, he didn't seem to me to be the type of guy that was easy to make friends with. I don't know, but I mean, it just, he wasn't...
Well, not among the American people, but among the Mexican people, he did.
He wasn't ill-mannered or anything, but he was never friendly either to anybody around. He just seemed like he was just kind of quiet. And,
of course, you saw him when he was older. Louis saw him when he was at the height of his...
Well, that's true. This would have been...
He was my age.
He was your age?
Yeah. He's still living, he'd be 76 years old. We had the same age.
Well, you know, normally, right, if you're around a court case or something like that for 6 weeks, every day, well, you kind of get to know everyone around. Well, really,
you get to know the personality.
With Parr, it wasn't that way. Now, there were about six other defendants. Well, everybody got to know them, and so like Parr, no, Parr was just, he just was in kind of a little shell the whole time. He never... She said one of them in perfect English. They set up the cheer. Kennedy's when he came in. I said one of them turned and says, "It may." But I say though, if they, I was surprised.
They do, you know, they do what they're supposed to do.
We were back talking
about the German.
Oh. What about the one you bring some coffee?
Pardon?
You want my wife to bring, fix you some coffee?
Coffee, yeah, that'd be good. You want some, man?
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
How you like it? I mean, how you...
Black?
Black, no cream?
A little cream, yeah.
Just black.
Black and cream. Yeah. Sugar?
No sugar.
No sugar. No sugar.
No sugar.
Black and cream?
No sugar.
And black.
No sugar. Danke.
Danke.
What would you do, move the trailer out there?
No, I said it.
What does your son do?
He is the manager of a crypto company in San Antonio. He has a pretty good job.
Is he definitely going to Albuquerque?
That's what the company is.
What would you do, live in his house out there?
Apartment. I don't know what to do with my children. They bother me.
But you want to be nearby, eh?
Yeah. They don't make you nearby.
Well, Grace comes over there, though.
Oh yeah, but I mean the children, they don't go along and bother me. They don't bother me at all.
I don't see how you get a better arrangement than this myself.
Well,
you got that shopping center and you got, you know.
Yeah, pretty good, but what about my wife?
Yeah. Well, I'm awful sorry to hear that because
she's been with me 47 years. Yeah.
She's a really nice person.
Thank you.
Humidity here bother her, or the humidity here bother her? Is that?
Houston's getting too damn big anyway, Max.
Oh. No.
Oh yeah.
It's too big.
Yeah. So. You've been growing. A lot of people moving here. For, I guess it's 100 every year, every month, every year.
I'm in that Ramada Inn down there. I opened the blinds this morning and look out, and the freeway's just clogged full of cars trying to get into Houston. I thought I would not want to live that way. You know, I got three sons, and I hope none of them ever have to live in a big city like Houston.
What'd they need?
Well, two of them are up in the state of Washington now. They're trying
to... State of Washington?
Yeah, Seattle.
Seattle.
They're trying to get a job this summer on... here comes another customer. On the fishing fleet, the salmon.
Yeah.
Not permanent job, but, you know, for the summer. And they like the country. They don't like the city.
Well, yeah, you are like living in... Right.
Yeah, here it is. Yeah. This first.
Well, yeah, we have about 10 days. We're talking in about an 8 days.
Okay, we'll be back.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Well, the boys make pretty good money.
Yeah. How much did you sell on that last
one? Just now, $3.
$3? Well, do you tend the garden or the boys?
The boys, they do all the work. I used to be saving when they in school. Last year they made $368.
And vegetables?
And this year they'd be better than that. Because they already have $100 and some other. So they just started.
Yeah, that's
good. That's good.
Well, it's really hard to beat is that white corn.
But they do all the work.
Your wife do any canning anymore, Lewis? That's all over.
Oh, no. But it's been feeling pretty bad.
Does she go over with you to the shopping center?
Sometimes I go with her. But we moved to Albuquerque, we have to live in an apartment there.
She want to go?
Yeah, we have pretty good set up. Pretty good and great. You don't have to worry for nothing.
That's right.
I guess we would be pretty good, no matter what we are. Not that we have plenty of money, but we have pretty good income from the day going to come.
with the thing in an apartment, you wouldn't be able to have this, you know, sit out under the tree.
Yeah.
This is nice.
Well, you just can't have everything.
But I know you like those trees in Alice, too. Have you been back since you moved?
No. I don't intend to. She's been already four times. She's been back in Alice already four times.
Yeah.
All the folks, all the folks live. For me, I don't have no worry.
How big is your manuscript, Lewis, on the book?
We've got 33 chapters.
Typed or handwritten?
Handwritten. Some of them handwritten, some of them typed.
You got it here? Well, if he came down,
I'd have to bring it.
You'd have to get it. Well, how long would it take? I mean,
well, it's in Baltimore. Alice, take back. Yeah. Alice.
Well, how would you get it? Would you go down?
Or? I go down.
Yeah. Drive down? Well, you said you didn't want him to call you, right?
What for? What's the use?
How does he know when to come then?
Anytime, we'll be here anytime.
But don't you need to have the book here so he could look at it and see if he can...
Well, suppose he's coming next month. Next week, I'll go to Alice and get it.
Well, he can come next month. He could come...
Anytime?
Yeah, for any time. You set a date, like you say, June 15th?
Okay, well, I go to Alice. We got a retirement check every first of the month. So in about 5 days, we're going to get a check. We have to go there and deposit some more money.
You go down? You don't go down every month. Who goes? Grace? So he could come down here.
Tell him any,
he should call Bob.
After
eh?
The 10th. Anytime after the 10th.
Well, you want to know the day that you don't want a guy just to walk in here, right? You want to know he's coming on a Thursday or a Friday?
Anytime. Don't make no difference to me. Anytime after the 10th.
9 o'clock?
9 or. Whatever is most convenient for him.
How about Eloy?
Eloy.
Anytime after the 10th.
Anytime after the 10th. I mean, the day.
Yeah.
And time, whatever he wants to call. All right.
Well, there'd be no problem there. I'm on schedule on vacation next week, and then the next week would be into the 10th.
You're on vacation next week?
That, then the next week would be the week of the 10th, and the week after that.
I think that's a good thing to do because then you and he can discuss this book. You may reach an agreement to start things going, right, on the book. And then in turn, if you get that started, you might be more ready to do a story from September.
And make any change here.
Well, he'd probably have to come down here frequently to discuss it with you, right?
Well, if he don't like the way I write, he make some changes, you know.
Yeah. Or he may not understand exactly whether you mean this way or mean that way, you know, or the word. So he'll probably have to come down here frequently. If you and he, he's going to get some of the royalties or something like that. It'd be worth his time to do that.
He's entitled to that.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing like the two. But after I talk to him, I might as well don't talk to this fellow back.
Yeah, I don't see why. Still think a movie, maybe.
I think it makes pretty good movies. It depends what I get out.
Yeah.
Say.
Yeah. Because the movie has got to go by the book. You see this movie, Black Sunday? Have you heard about it?
I've seen the ads in Houston paper about it. I haven't. Haven't seen
you know
it.
Who wrote that book?
No.
An AP man.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Worked for Associated Press in New York. He and two other AP guys wrote this book, Black Sunday. It's a bestseller, and now it's a big movie. It's a big movie about the dirigible, the Goodyear blimp.
Oh, yeah. It's
going to destroy the Super Bowl. This is a good book.
Yeah,
I bet he made $1 million out there. Jeez. You ever go to the movies, Lou? You ought to go see that movie.
Black Sunday.
It's good. It's worth seeing.
When I first saw the thing, I thought it was something about blacks. And I,
no, no. It's a terrorist movie.
It got,
it's a terrorist movie.
Terror, yeah.
It got pretty good reviews here.
It's a good movie. Yeah, you should. Truth is stranger than fiction.
Well, do you have a transcript also in Mexico? One in Mexico, or is this the only one you have?
That's the only one.
The only one.
I wrote one story for the novelades over there. Did I tell you? They paid me 100 pesos for
it. 100 pesos.
That was for me. It was 8 to no, 12 to
12, 12, yeah.
Only.
So you got
$7. I laugh. And by golly, they had the guts to buy me some more. Very good. But it only was a short story.
Well, Aguilar is a language expert. He speaks Spanish, English, and French. But he's best in Spanish. He's best in Spanish.
Is he born and raised in this country or Mexico?
I think he's born in Mexico, but raised in the valley.
Raised in the valley.
Raised in the valley, but he's lived in Puerto Rico, Venezuela, and Mexico.
I just care about Frank Perez, you know.
Because Aguilar's brother is in the insurance business.
Now. Next to power in politics. I was number one with Jorge Paz.
You were number one.
I That's what they make the, all the carrillos in.
Alice, the largest town in all of those counties outside, you mentioned Nueces.
Yeah.
You mentioned Nueces a while ago, of course, Corpus Christi, but I mean...
Corpus Christi.
But...
She's got a lot of power there, too. In fact, they put the chair of Hanley, he's dead now. John Hanley. Jorvi put his chair.
You put sheriffs in what? A dozen counties or more, huh?
Well, you know, Corpus Christi got, I guess, 60% of the people there is Mexican.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
I don't call them Mexican American. I call them plain Mexican or American. No, no two ways about it. No Chicano, no Mexican American. Either Mexican or American.
Wherever there were Mexicans, he had power.
Yeah, absolutely. Plenty of them. Where is he, his office? In San Diego. Where the performance is.
Yeah.
I'm going and I'm coming. I'm coming. All day long. Oh, I don't see how we got the resistance.
Think he was a genius?
He was something, I don't know. I'm not a genius, but he was something.
He had something special, didn't he? Yeah. All these leaders had that.
No, and, he used to go to the office, Lawrence Wright and Raymond Heenan, and King Heenan. He used to work in the office every year. Every year we passed, come in the office. Hello, Indio. Hi, George. ¿Qué dicen estos cabrones? Talking about poor guys there. Hey, no es silence, you know. ¿Qué dicen estos cabrones gringos?
What would that mean exactly?
I don't know what cabrón is in English.
Cabrón?
So that's the expression we use over there. Ah, pero es todo cabrón. Pero es esto.
Cabrón.
Yeah.
What is that? What's the best translation, cabrón?
The best, that is big goat.
Big goat?
Yeah, cabrón, cabrón.
Jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my God, those goats. Lawrence Wright and Raymond Hines, they're against George Jones before.
Oh, yeah? They're against them?
Against them. So he didn't give a damn, he just talked, walking there. He was just, hello, Indio. Hi, George. ¿Qué dicen estos cabrones? Look at him. They had a good thing in Jim West County. Old party. He took it away.
Well, he still had that power pretty good, didn't he, up until he died?
Until he died, yeah. He still had that power. Here's him. I don't know.
You know his son, Archer?
Well, that's his nephew.
I mean, nephew.
Yeah, I know. He's in prison now.
Yeah,
he's really sick. He's sick, not feeling, he's sick.
Is he sick?
He got TB.
TB?
Tuberculosis. That's what the Corpus Christi paper said.
You know Clinton Mangus?
Yeah. That's another rascal chino.
Cabrón.
Cabrón, yeah. Oh, Mangus.
He says he's worth millions now.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I think we love mom.
Yeah, yeah.
You take all the Carrillos, they took away all the power they had.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Carrillos are wiped out, right?
Yeah, yeah. For a while, I thought they were going to control Duval County.
Which one, Duval?
Yeah. Then Duval County. No more power.
They still have their property and such, or?
Oh, yeah, they have the branches.
Mm-hmm. But everyone's in trouble, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they don't have the power they used to have.
Because he's giving his...
Low.
Low. When you're returning, so you're going to add those $200 to the ballot. Not me. Well, but you're going to sustain what
you're certifying.
Yeah. That's what I tell you to go and see Clarence Martin. See what he got to say.
What was Martin's? What was he?
He was the county chairman. Democratic chairman.
Well, if we see him, can we tell him this?
Oh, tell him. Tell him. You don't know who out of the ball to. But he know, he know that.
Do you know who added the votes?
I know. Yeah. Sure, I know.
That's that name that...
Campbell King.
Campbell King.
No, Campbell King, he was in San Diego. He was nothing but a garage man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He played no role?
He got the Chevrolet. He didn't play no role in politics.
Meeks, see, Wilbur Meeks said he played a role. So Meeks is wrong.
Yeah, Campbell King.
Campbell King was...
He had the Chevrolet agency in San Diego. Yeah, I know him pretty good.
Well, then, when you told Parr that you would certify the votes, he said, I'll get someone else to do the...
Yeah, and I saw him, too. I was right there when they changed
it.
They added.
When they added the green ink?
Not with green ink.
No?
Oh.
Well, that's what all the stories say. The other was black ink, and this was green. It was not green ink?
No, it was green ink.
Was all the same handwriting?
The 200 names, weren't they all the same handwriting?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And some came from the cemetery and...
Well, they all come from the full taxes. I mean, from the full kit.
But some were dead, right? No?
No, they were dead. They didn't vote.
Yeah. They were registered but didn't vote.
They didn't vote.
So you voted, more or less.
They did.
You certified.
I certified. So Clarence Martin, tell him I say so. See what he got to say. I bet you he's going to turn yellow and green and pale. He don't have the guts on the other side.
Well, did he have to certify too?
Of course.
The two of you, huh?
Yeah, Democratic chairman.
Well, you would certify the precinct, and then he would certify the county. Is that what?
Is that it? He had to certify the county. Was he ever called on the stand, Louis, like you were, on that investigation?
No, Lord help, because he was going to set it, call the, he was going to spill it out.
Where did they, get him out of the country, or where did they?
Why, did they both?
No, Martin, what happened to him? Did he go to Mexico, or?
Oh, he stayed here. He stayed in Alice.
Well, how come they didn't subpoena him for the witness?
They did.
Did he get up there?
They didn't go up there. They did. They subpoena all Tom Donald when he went to Mexico. They subpoena, let me see who else. Two or three guys. They're wrong. Scared.
But you testified.
Yeah, I was in the middle when they threw and stopped the investigation. But you know, they had all my clerks subpoenaed. But I was gonna. They want to implicate my clerks. I won't let him. I won't tell the truth.
Or to save the clerk?
Damn right.
But it never got to that.
They never got to that.
Truman was able to. Well, that would have been dynamite then, huh?
Okay, yeah.
In other words, you admitted that you lied on the stand. But if they went after the clerk, you would have changed. You would have reversed it.
Reversed. To save the clerk. Because they were innocent.
Yeah. They just did what you told them.
They say, a good friend of my kids, I mean, a good friend of my family, all of them. I don't know if I think that's good. That's what I told them. So don't be afraid.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Don't be afraid because, come to the worst, I testify before them to the doctor.
But does the man who added the votes, was he subpoenaed? See, we don't know who that is yet. Is his name important to him?
Important for who?
In terms of the story.
Oh. Okay.
He just followed order, yeah, right? Somebody said, go copy down 200 names, he copied. Because if you or Martin had said those names are not valid, it wouldn't have done any good.
That's right.
Had some of those names already voted?
No, man. They didn't vote on that election. They added them.
In other words,
they made a mistake to do alphabetically.
Oh, they added them alphabetically?
Yeah.
As though they walk in alphabetically.
Right. That's what I told yours. Hell no, this thing is wrong.
Yeah.
Why? But look, if you're on the A, you had about 10 or 12 names on that letter.
And then B.
Why don't you change it to the other one? C or D or
yeah.
X.
Mix them up, huh?
Mix them up. Well, that's all right.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah, yeah, they went to the poll list and get those names. For instance, they went on the 8th, they got 10 or 12.
People that had not voted.
That's right. Yeah. They went on the B, same thing, until they complete 200.
Yeah.
And I told you, they got the vote.
While they were doing it, you told them? Or?
Mm-hmm.
He said it's okay.
He goes okay. All right.
Okay. That's the most suspicious thing in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Of course, the same handwriting is not good. That was. They should have changed the handrail.
Wow, only two guys.
Well, only two guys.
Yeah, how are they going to change it?
They could have tried, you know, to do it differently. They didn't think they'd ever get a spotlight on that, did they? They thought it would all be brushed aside.
Well, those lawyers, they spotted right away.
Yeah, sure.
Sure they did.
Sure.
And then that list was stolen from your car? It disappeared from your car? The whole list?
That's what I said, I was lying.
Was this the list with all those names on it? The phony names?
No.
Which list disappeared?
The one I kept for my files.
A list of people who had voted?
Yeah.
Including the 200 phony?
No, they count.
Oh.
Huh?
This is the ones that had actually voted.
How they voted? Oh, I see. In other words, this list that had the 200 names on it.
But they actually didn't vote.
Right, but that was like a duplicate list. Is there always two lists, Louis? In other words, you always have two lists, one for your files and one that you submit to the party or something?
When they are your list, you have your full list.
That was the one that actually the people did.
Yeah.
So he just disposed of it.
Never did that.
Well, what was the other list that
they did? The courthouse.
You always have to have a second list? Where is that?
Yeah.
That goes to Secretary of State?
Yeah. That story by one that said that Tom Donald had that list in the bank. Stevenson came in and showed him at a distance, a little touch of it, that was okay. And they memorized 10 or 15 names by looking at it.
I got to have my list.
Was that your list?
Yeah.
Well, that's